1,000 points. Now we're like 150 for a total loss of the day, so it recouped most of its losses. What gets the credit for the upswing so quickly?
There are a couple of things that helped the upswing, or basically the bottom, not hit bottom. There are several things that are in the market that are stop losses. They put on the brakes. Some of them are put on by the market. If we go as low as 7% and then 13 and then 20, they'll shut the markets off for a period of time, or altogether if we went as low as 20. Many traders have stop losses set in their programs already. For example, if the market went below a certain level, they would shut off at least selling, but maybe even start buying. And we believe that's what happened today, where many traders, especially institutional traders with large accounts, determined that if markets got to a certain level, they would stop trading or start buying. They would stop selling or start buying, and that helped pump the market back up. What's behind that belief, we think, is that the U.S. economy, while there are some jitters here and there, and especially worries over China and oil, is fundamentally strong. We have a low unemployment rate, companies with money on their balance sheets, and so we believe that a lot of traders see that as well and understand that we were due for a market correction but not a slide, and so they put trading levels where they started to buy when the markets got really low.
So we could credit this automation perhaps with the institutional traders who had their marks set so that in essence they were contingency plans and they were ready to go. Do they deserve a lot of the credit?
Yes, automation and the belief that the U.S. economy is fundamentally strong, hence they put in the automation to buy at those certain levels. That combination of automation and a fundamental belief in the U.S. economy helped bring that back up all in one day.
You mentioned that you couldn't buy fast enough this morning.
Yeah, I joked that if I wanted to buy individual stocks, I should have done it all this morning because everything came back very quickly. We will have some volatility. There are some key fundamental things out there that are worrisome. Our economy is strong but struggling. It's still recovering. We're impacted by things like China and oil. And so we'll have some continued volatility for a while. The key is to not be extreme about your finances, but to be measured. And thanks to things like automation and some belief in the U.S. economy, we'll probably be okay.
And I'm sure you recommend we all need to sit down with our financial planners to establish these marks for automation to kick in for if it reaches this level, we're going to do this. If it reaches this level, we're going to do that.
Absolutely. And in fact, there are a few key things that you can do. If you're trading individual stocks or you own individual stocks, you could put in your own stop loss where it got to a certain level, you would sell. So you realize some gain. If you were ready to sell, if you have a long-term horizon, then you wouldn't put something like that on. But more importantly, it's appropriate to get with your financial advisor or at least look at your own information and make sure you're properly diversified. And in these times like this, it's actually better to increase what you're contributing to something like a 401k if it's affordable.
And then we had this huge mood swing on the market today. Going back to that, what does that tell us? I mean, anything special that we were able to go down so quickly and come right back up so quickly? Does that mean anything?
Today was very unique in that it went down so much and then right back up again and trading at a normal day level. It has a lot to do with many traders and many economists expected some sort of market correction. We've been quite overvalued in the U.S. Domestic markets, but we still have concerns about other countries. We still have concerns about commodities, and so it was a unique day today, but it does show that the mood can change very quickly. Sometimes it's a little bit of a beauty contest.
Does that mean, should it be a wake-up call perceived as that too? Because the values went back up to almost where they started today. So is this just a wake-up call that, you know, the earth can be on edge financially?
It is. And that's why I recommend that. Usually I recommend do nothing when you hear this kind of thing. Actually, now I'm recommending take note. Don't be drastic about it. Don't be extreme. But take note and get with an advisor or look at it yourself and make sure that you're properly diversified for the time until you need the money.
And we're down as a whole, though, over the last 2 weeks, are we not? Are we down maybe 1,500 points on the Dow or maybe 1,700? I think I remember 18,000 is where our level was a couple weeks ago.
We are. In fact, there's a rule of thumb that says 10% down in the market is a correction and 20% down leads to recession. We're about 10% down right now. Now, could we go as low as 20? It's possible, but many people were expecting some sort of market correction, and we believe we're at that point right now, about a 10% correction so far in the past couple of weeks.
Hopefully this is the last of it then. I mean, unless China and Greece can't get their acts together.
Yeah. Today's, while unique, is very encouraging because it shows that we may have hit a resistance level where we've gone low enough on a correction and now it's time to level out. That's very encouraging. Not to say that that can't go any lower, but it's encouraging that things bounce back up because that does show us that there is some optimism out there and some opportunists, which is great for markets.